You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, brought to you by the Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Mean Gene, David Ramone, and the sports queen, Dolores Lozano.
All right, we are back once again on a Thursday night, Sports Kings and Queen here on SB Nation Radio. And as promised and on cue, we have our second guest of the hour, and I'm going to let D-Lo, you got this again. Introduce our man of the hour.
I feel like I've been put on the spot today.
Yeah, well, because.
That's what he does, man.
You're making it happen.
Yeah, I'm happy my friend Kendrick came in because we were practicing your last name. We saw your interview with Bomani Jones, and I was like, I got to say this right.
All right.
We got Toby Nwigwe.
Hey.
Got it? All right. He is an inspirational artist out of H-Town from A-Leaf, Texas. Yeah. I actually was fortunately to see you during Super Bowl 51. I was on the host committee, so I saw you speak to a lot of our students during our community outreach programs.
That's super live.
Yeah, he has a concert coming up in Houston this Sunday, so we're so fortunate to have you here in the studio.
Okay, all right. I appreciate y'all having me. It's an honor to be here. I'm blessed. I feel like I got the most beautiful thing in the world with me, in fact, Nwigwe. Hey, Fat, how you doing? You good? All right. Good to see Fat. But no, I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
It's an honor to have you here. And I just got to say, just 2 weeks ago, I cut my hair. It was a little bit longer than yours. Just a little bit.
Now, mine usually ain't out like this, but Fat got me on here looking like Questlove.
So on Sunday, you can get Twisted Sunday?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. We prepping for Sunday. Prepping for Sunday for sure.
So earlier, we had Coach Michael Haywood from TSU in, and we kind of mentioned your Bomani Jones interview, and you talked a little about college football. So you tell us how it was to play football for North Texas?
It was tough. It was tough. Only because I was – I don't want to start talking bad about my team. You know what I'm saying? it was a very fun experience at the University of North Texas. I was captain of my team. I was the MVP of my team. But unfortunately, we went, you know what I'm saying, like 1-11. You know what I'm saying? My junior and my senior year, I got hurt halfway through the season. I started as a freshman, but it was so bad for me because the year before I came to North Texas, they had went like 4 years in a row undefeated in the conference.
Yeah.
And then the year I got there, I was like, it was like the worst year the school has ever experienced. We went through like two different coaches.
Yeah, but how did it feel knowing that the team was bad, but you were one of the better players on the team?
It's like the worst feeling in the world. I felt like, for real. Seriously, did you see that interview that Kevin Garnett did when he was with the Timberwolves and he sat down with, I forgot the legendary coach's name. He sat right across from him and he started asking him about how he felt like being on that team. He was just like, man, it hurts, man. And he started crying. It was like one of the best interviews I've ever seen Kevin Garnett do. But I was like, I've never felt him more than when I watched that video, because I was like, man, I know exactly how you feel to be surrounded by people with a losing mentality, man. It's the worst thing ever when you want to win so bad and you just keep on losing.
So, but if that wasn't bad enough on a losing team,
yep.
Talk about Denton, Texas.
I was about to say, I went to Baylor, so Waco.
I'm not even going to lie to you. That was a very solid segue. After talking about the losing team, talk about Denton. I'm not going to lie to you. I truly do not like Denton, Texas. It's like the worst place ever for me. I love school. I'm lying. I didn't even love school. I graduated, though. I definitely did graduate. I went there, and I fulfilled what I was supposed to do, but I just didn't like Denton. I didn't like that area. But I did love football, and I did love, like, everything that I learned and gained from the experience. There's, like, two or three people that I still talk to at the university that I talk to them for the rest of my life. I've made like real relationships there and stuff like that. So, but as far as the location, I shall never return. You know what I'm saying? Just, never return.
You wasn't far from Dallas, though. I mean,
Dallas was cool. Dallas was different, though. It's way different than Houston. Like, Dallas was the very first place that I went when I first got there. I went to a party and it was the weirdest thing. It was like culture shock. And you would think like Houston and Dallas ain't that far apart, but mm-hmm. you go to a party in Dallas and for some reason they don't do what we do here. Like here we post up, we play the wall, we chill, we try to get the number, we leave. In Dallas, like the dudes will literally battle the girls in dancing. They like they'll see a girl dance, they'll be like, oh nah. I'm like, whoa. I've never seen nothing like it. So wow. Dallas is just a different breed. Of people out there, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, you talked about that on Bomani's podcast. And I did. It's so funny that a lot of people don't even recognize that like even though we're in the same state, it can be totally different. But also think about you know the times when we were growing up, South Houston and North Houston.
Oh, definitely,
totally opposite things too, right?
You know what's so sad? You know I didn't even like I had never even been like downtown or to the north side until like my senior year in high school.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? Yep. So all I knew was the southwest side of Houston, Texas. I didn't even it was like a foreign land going to the north side for sure.
So up in Denton, did you pay homage to the Mean Green?
You know, he came and talked to the team twice. Okay. He came and talked to the team twice and I was in the presence of the legend twice. So we definitely paid homage. You got to be a whole different type of player for when you leave. They just change the whole name of the team to like your nickname. You know, that's the crazy.
I know.
I didn't even know when I first got there. I was like, oh man, we the Mean Green. I was like, yeah, but we're really like the North Texas Eagles. I was like, North Texas Eagles? Why? Nobody knew that. We were the Mean Green.
So you got your degree.
Yes.
What did your parents say when you transitioned into rap?
Oh, man.
That's another fun one, huh?
Oh, man. So, you know, I am first generation Nigerian. I'm first generation born in the U.S. So Nigerian parents just strongly believe that if they get you here, you know what I'm saying, if they make it out of the village and get you into a civilized country, then that you should do something safe and maintain your position in society here. So if they hear you doing anything creative, it's just like a, it's like almost like they feel like a curse has been brought to the family. So when I told my mom that I was going to be doing music, you know, her natural reaction was just like, oh my God, how can my son be wasting his life like this? It's a, what have I done? And then they get real selfish with it. Like, what have I done to deserve this? I'm like, this don't got nothing to do with you. But you know what I'm saying? It was real bad at first. But you know what I'm saying? Over the course of time. And
made it on BET. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a
different experience now. So now when I call my mom, she said, oh, God has blessed me with this celebrity son. I have a celebrity in the house. So it's different.
So also after, you know, you stopped playing football, you started a nonprofit, correct?
Oh, no doubt.
Nonprofit. So tell the people a little bit about that, about how that came apart.
Really, that's how I got into music and doing everything else is from the vision that I had for the nonprofit organization. We started it 2011. The name of it is Gini Bumpagi, which is the Igbo translation for What's Your Purpose? And our whole thing was centered upon making purpose popular via edutainment. So we took all different forms of like artistic expression and put an underlying message of purpose. And then we had a curriculum designed to help people discover, develop, and then dwell in their purpose. And once we started doing that, we long story short, connected with Eric Thomas, the motivational speaker. And the co-owner of his company, CJ, got in touch with me and was just like, well, we built a relationship. And then he was just like, yo, you should do music for the company. I was like, I promise you, I don't know nothing about no music. He said, nah, you got talent. He saw me freestyling with my family on Facebook during Thanksgiving. And I was like, yo, you should do music. And I was like, I don't know nothing about it. And then long story short, I just listened to them because he explained like how music is the most influential tool in the world. And if you can utilize like what you have, your talent naturally, you can like acquire all the resources that you need for your mission and your vision for your nonprofit.
So even before that, I'm sure you used freestyle just for fun, but
yeah.
Was it ever a thought in your mind to like?
Never, ever in life. Like the most I would do is like freestyle before the games and after the games if we won. So you can see I only freestyle one time.
Yeah, one time.
You know what I'm saying? I freestyle one time after the game.
Amazing stuff. So I tell you what, now I know we're getting ready to come up on a break, but I want to give you something to think about.
Go ahead.
Before that break. And we're going to get into the single that we were just playing.
I'm
Dope.
Okay.
Get into that. We want to know how all of that came about.
Oh, no doubt.
And how you became part of of the LeBron James story. So,
hey!
Yeah.
All right, folks, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more to Toby and Wigway right here on The Sports Kings and Queen here on SB Nation Radio.
Kings and Queen.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, brought to you by the Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Mean Gene, David Ramone, and the sports queen, Dolores Lozano.
Oh, I'm coming in. I'm sorry. I'm still a rookie in this game. So, Toby, what was it like to have your song, I'm Dope, on the I Promise School Correct? It was in a documentary. It was the LeBron James special.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
It was phenomenal, extremely unexpected. And this is what's so crazy is when I found out what happened, I was like one of the biggest advocates for it don't matter if you think LeBron is the best NBA player or not. Like, you cannot knock, like, he has done something that no other, like, NBA player has done to, like, this magnitude. Now, I know Jalen Rose opened his school, but, like, this is different. Like, this ain't no private school. Like, this is like a public school, like, in the district. And then, like, all this. But one of the major things for me with the school is that all the kids, I have been so heavy on, like, every school, like, in the inner city needs extreme counseling. Like, that needs to be, like, a major thing for every school because there's so much PTSD at the crib in the inner city. And he got that, like, as one of his main things. They stayed there from 8 to 5. So I was just, long story short, I was extremely thrilled. And it was an extreme surprise. And I was just like, it was just crazy how it all happened. Even before that with how the song, like, took off and all that other type of stuff, too.
So how about, like, I mean, of course, like, we know about, you know, the stuff that LeBron had to go through with the president and everything that. And, like, did it at all? Because it definitely would have, if I'm in your position, it's not going to faze me whatsoever. But did you kind of take notice that there was definitely more eyes on that, on the show? And, you know, you kind of, you know, were able to handle, like, get all that? Like, because, I mean, it was just storm that happened over the weekend. Because it happened, like, on a Friday night.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it's just, like, really? Like, what was you going through your mind knowing that was going on the whole time?
Once I saw it, I was like, oh, snap, man, we're part of history. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's what I thought. I was like, this is a historic moment.
Yeah.
And, like, we are part of a very, very historic moment. And it's, like, extremely humbling. And it's, like, this is what people don't. What people really don't understand is, like, the week before that, we literally just made the song the Monday before that.
Oh, wow.
We made the song the Monday before that. Like, made it, like, concept-wise, made it up. Recorded it on Tuesday and Wednesday. Shot a video on Thursday. Put it out on Sunday. And a week later, it was on ESPN.
That's crazy.
For the LeBron special. ESPN hit us and was like, yeah, we need this in, like, 48 hours. I was like, you probably get it in 24.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So it was beautiful, man. It's monumental.
So now, what did your mom say about this one?
You know what's so crazy? I haven't even told my mom yet. Fat, wow. I haven't even told my mom about the LeBron James stuff.
Oh, that's because you've been traveling.
Oh, yeah, my mom is different, though. You know what I'm saying? My mom is on, she's literally in Las Vegas right now. I called her the other day. She said, yeah, you know, I'm just out here celebrating my friend's mom's birthday. You know, we'll be hitting the town. We'll be doing it. My mom loves to try to act like a regular black American woman. She loves to do it. It's the funniest thing in the world. Oh, man, these people are freaking dang crazy, man. It's just the weirdest thing in the world, to be honest.
So you got this big show coming up.
Oh, no doubt.
And how are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling phenomenal. It's my very first solo show in the city that I am from. We put the information out like less than 30 days ago, and we have already sold out. And you know what I'm saying? My very first show. So it's going to be phenomenal, huge production. We got some heavy hitters that are going to be in the house. The production level is going to be phenomenal. I'm rapping and dancing. I feel like I'm the son of MC Hammer. You know what I'm saying?
You and Fat are killing it in these videos. I think that's what really stands out. The music videos, the art just behind that. It's just incredible. What goes on in your creative process picking out everything that's going on in the videos?
You'd be super surprised. Half the videos I make up what we're going to do after we get to the location that I choose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I can get to a location, think to myself, all right, how do I want to capture this? I'll design all of the outfits like a couple of days before, get them made, and then when we get there, I'll curate whatever angles need to be shot, tell it to my phenomenal team that can, like, execute the shots and stuff like that. And then within a couple hours, we'll have Fat and Nella help develop the choreography too. You know what I'm saying? So
when I was watching Chill, so I'm assuming that you played in that stadium.
Oh, no doubt. But they had like carpet turf before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They didn't have no field turf before. We would burn our skin off.
But I'm pretty sure just for you be able to kind of like reminisce and go back there had to mean something to you, right? Like just going back.
Oh, for sure. I wanted to make. That's one thing. I'm very intentional about like the spots that I pick and stuff like that, and like the message that I put forth. And I definitely want to do something specifically in A-Leaf so people know exactly where I'm from. Like, this is the place that made me, was in large part made me who I am. You know what I'm saying? Not fully, but like it's a huge part of who I am and why I am the way I am. So I always got to pay homage to, you know what I'm saying, the place and the surroundings and the influence that made me who I am.
Okay, real quick though, because I just, when I was watching the video, it came to my attention, but I know you were psyched, but Erykah Badu. Yeah, just let us know, like, how did it come apart? Was that, like, in the video, was that, like, actually you seen it? Or, like, was that, like, you know, listen, maybe seconds after?
Nah, that was literally, all right, so what that video was I saw the message and then pressed record on the phone and sent her a message right back, like, whatever.
Because that's your like, reaction, right?
Yeah, and then I sent it to her, and I was like, oh, man, let me save that video. And then that was my initial reaction, right when I saw the video. Like, that was the, like, real-time reaction. And it was just, bro, this is like, you know what I'm saying, RIP Aretha Franklin, but, like, for my generation, like, mm-hmm. this is, you know what I'm saying, Queen of Soul. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So it's like, Fat literally knows, like, not just the songs that everybody else know. She knows, like, number 6 on the album. Like, everybody know, like, the main, you know what I'm saying? She knows, like, the songs that don't know about it. She's been putting me on for, like, years. So to have Erykah Badu,
There's no way to explain that.
It's like winning. It's like winning the award of the culture. I got the culture award from Erykah Badu. You know what I'm saying?
That is all right. So you know what? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this segment here, and I think we probably have time for maybe one, because I know you know something about sports here.
Oh, no doubt. Come on.
So we have a segment here where we go and listen to some of the sound bites of the week.
You got
to
tell them what the name of the segment is called.
It's called Thoughts and Opinions.
Thoughts and Opinions.
Okay, yeah. And you know what? Remember that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like something like super like different or weird thoughts, or something. She's thoughts, like, no, tell them what it is. Thoughts.
Yeah. And hint, that's probably a title for another one of your songs that you haven't wrote yet.
I got you.
Thoughts and Opinions. So anyway, Jose's going to play a cut, and then we will guess who it is. And here's the first one.
Oh, not much. You know, a little scuffle. You know, basically a little game of tic-tac-toe.
Just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's football. You know, that's my friend. It's football. It's nothing more than, you know, us just out here playing football.
I know who that is, I think.
Oh, who is it?
Do I just say it?
Yeah.
Cam Newton?
No. Uh-huh.
It's all right.
You've had a busy week.
Not Cam. That's okay.
It's DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
He got in a little scuffle.
Oh, yeah, when he snagged it on the Redskins dude. What's his name?
I don't know.
Was it one of his teammates?
I wasn't there.
No, it wasn't his teammate.
No, it was a Redskins.
Oh, okay.
We should know this.
49ers corner, right?
It was a 49ers corner? Yeah. I thought it was Redskins.
They haven't joined practices right now.
You got me saying the wrong thing.
Yeah. All right, we out here.
What?
No,
49ers. Jimmy Ward?
49ers.
Well, Jimmy Ward's now known for being that guy that got dealt by
D-Hop. That got punked.
But also, there were some signs where, like, I get it, like, why you mad and you taking out someone else's helmet and doing all the extraness, because, I mean, that's what it is. Like, you had these joint practices, stuff is going to get out of hand just because you ain't trying to let no one else flex on you.
Like, I'm saying, but you got beat fair and square, though. I saw that video. I'm like, bro, he just called it on you. Stop trying to play over. Yeah. The play is over. Don't try to rip the ball out of my hand. It's over. You lost.
You know, I saying? Definitely commend, like, the media, the team's PR, because it's funny when they come out with a story like, oh, let's play tic-tac-toe, or we were just talking about what we're going to eat later.
Yeah, because what else can you say? Because, yeah, the media wants
to, like, really
to milk
knock
it.
Him out.
Yeah, they want you to, like, say some wild stuff, but at the same time,
it's football, bro.
Yeah.
It's just football.
So we got time for one more? Okay, one more.
I don't know why people kind of just rule us out just because we're young. Like we're hungry, we're competitive. You know, anybody that watched us play last year, we were in a lot of games. Like, you know, adding one of the greatest players of all time, that's only going to, you know, raise what we do and, you know, raise our level of focus to an even higher level.
I think context clues got it.
Yeah, so it's someone for the Lonzo? Lakers, definitely.
Was it Lonzo?
Kuzma. Yeah.
Kuzma.
Yeah. I was going to say
I was about to say Kuzma.
I was going to say the new quarterback for UNT. No. Okay, so Cal Kuzma with the Lakers.
I can't deal with you today.
No, I mean, I just hate it. I mean, didn't, come on now. You had to think about that.
Right? Yeah, you know,
didn't it sound like the new UNT quarterback?
Yeah, what was his name again?
Why should people be counting them out and down? Because, you know, it's funny, like, it's like it has to be considered a hot take just so that LeBron makes it to the playoffs this year, which in reality doesn't seem like the most far-fetched thing that could possibly happen in the NBA this year.
You think he can make it?
Yeah, I think he can make it.
I really, like, do too, but do you think he can win it, though?
Oh, win it? That's a whole other thing. But getting into the playoffs, that should be a gimme already. I'm not trying to prove.
They won 35 games last year, so without LeBron, right? He's got to be good for 20.
The talent,
he's
got to be
good for 10 or 15. Come on.
Then you add in a man, Lance Stephenson. Lance Stephenson will give you 30 whenever no one else doing anything. So
30 points or fouls?
whichever comes first.
A little mixture of both. Who's your favorite NBA team?
I'll be honest with you. I really don't rock with, like, full-out teams like that because I was on a losing team, and I just know everybody ain't solid like that. So I always pick, like, I'm more so with players.
Okay.
And one of my favorite players in the league, well, first of all, shout out KD, that's my homie.
All right.
KD, that's my homie. But one of my favorite players in the NBA right now, besides LeBron James, is definitely Russell Westbrook. I just love his attitude. I love the way he approached the game like a savage.
Quick question, like, do you, because of course Jalen Ramsey has been in the, you know, media and the news just because he's calling out other QBs. Do you feel like that shouldn't be something that shouldn't be, like, the most newsworthy thing, and him getting in trouble for that just because he calling other people out and saying they trash?
Like, is that what he does?
Yeah, like, so he went down the line and started, you know, saying this person trash, this person trash.
And, what a
but what I'm saying is that, like, to be quite honest with you, like, you would want some of your players to have that type of attitude versus other people.
I feel like who used to do that recently? The Seahawks was like that. The Seahawks defense, before they made all these trades and stuff like that, they was definitely also, he won.
Richard Sherman.
Just Richard. Mike Bennett, Earl, the Saints, they was all talking bad like that. But hold on, who did this?
Oh, that was Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, I love it, dog. He said it on live TV.
No. Well, he was actually, it was a GQ interview.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is on paper. So
on the record,
this is
though.
On record, yeah. Oh, saying that person trash, that person trash.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful season.
It's
going to be a beautiful season.
That one even better is that they open up the season against the New York Giants. So he was actually talking about Eli Manning.
They said he trash?
Yeah. So that's going to be even more exciting.
He trash.
So the season.
He in the trash.
It's going to be great.
Basuda.
I'm here for it. Oh, that's beautiful. Jalen Ramsey, he was the one that was like, continue.
yeah.
I already know which way you're going to go with that. Yeah, I already know.
Yeah, that one.
All right.
So, folks, I know we're about to wrap up this segment, and then we're going to wrap up the entire show. But I think in the next segment here, we definitely need to let everyone know where you're going to be at.
Yeah.
And you said it's sold out, but there's got to be a couple of more tickets left.
I mean, they might have like 100 at the door. There's definitely no more online.
Okay.
So you're going to have to, if you're in the city of Houston this Sunday, you're going to have to pull up.
Okay. So when we come back, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap up our interview with Toby Nwigwe.
It's okay.
I'm from Arkansas. You got to forgive.
No, I respect. Okay. Respect my elders.
Wait. How do you say Houston?
H-Town. We'll be coming right back. Look, this for
history. You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, brought to you by the Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Mean Gene, David Ramone, and the sports queen, Dolores Lozano.
Now it's about that time to wrap up the show. We want to thank Toby Nwigwe for showing up. Hey, Toby, so real quick, let everybody know where you're going to be at and what the show's consisting of.
I'm going to be at White Oak Music Hall August 19th. That's this Sunday in the great city of Houston, Texas. The show starts at 7. Doors open at 7. Yeah, and you can't get no more tickets online, unfortunately.
You're going to have to pull up.
You're going to have to pull up. You know what I'm saying? We blessed her.
Backstage pass or something.
You could buy somebody else's ticket.
Yeah. We will have scalpers. No, I'm lying. I'm lying.
Well, hey, it was great having you down here. No doubt. And we will continue to follow your career and wish you all the best.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Absolutely.
Hey, yeah, for sure. So whenever someone starts acting up on the football field, we'll call you, so you can get your little thoughts in and everything like that.
And
so
opinions.
Sure. And opinions. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you have new music coming out?
Yeah, definitely have new music coming out. Not this Sunday because I got the show this Sunday. Okay. But next Sunday, we pick right back up where we left off and we dropping something every single week, every single Sunday. Get to us the Sundays.
That's exciting. I'm excited. I'm going to check you every Thursday and make sure you know what's dropping.
And I'm going to check myself. I'm going to stay on top of this. I can't wait for the next project you're going to be doing. Yeah. I will follow you, brother.
All right.
Good music. Enjoy it. So, Sports Kings and Queen, we will be back here next week. We want to thank all of our guests, including in the first hour, Coach Michael Haywood from Texas Southern University. Thank Jose and everyone who has been part of this show tonight. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. We'll see you back here next week. Sports Kings out.